Chapter 6. Clil, Philosophy. Exercise 6. Listen to a lecture about Carl Gustav Jung and state what the psyche is made of, what the ego represents, what the personal unconscious consists of, what the collective unconscious is, what the archetypes are, the importance of our primitive past, how the four most important archetypes differ.
Like Freud, Jung divided the psyche into three main parts: the ego, the personal unconscious, and the collective unconscious. The ego is identified with the conscious mind, since it includes the thoughts, memories, and the emotions a person is aware of. The personal unconscious is basically the same as Freud's unconscious. It contains memories that have been suppressed for some reason. But it does not include the instincts that Freud included. The most remarkable difference between Jung and Freud is Jung's notion of the collective unconscious, which is a reservoir of our experiences as a species, a knowledge we are all born with, but which we can never be directly conscious of. It influences all human experiences and behaviours, but we only know about it indirectly. The contents of the collective unconscious are called archetypes, which have a universal meaning and are linked to dreams, literature, art, or religion. According to Jung, symbols from different cultures are often very similar because they have emerged from archetypes shared by all human beings. He thinks our primitive past is the basis of the human psyche, influencing present behavior. Jung focused on four archetypes. The persona, or mask, is the public face or role a person presents to the world. Another archetype is the anima, animus, which refers to the female aspect of man's psyche and the male aspect of woman's psyche. Next is the shadow, sex and life instincts, like the id in Freud. It is the source of both our creative and destructive energies. Finally, there is the self, which is the ultimate unity of the personality and is symbolized by the circle. For Jung, the ultimate aim of every individual is to achieve a state of self-actualization.